AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Biden administration is going to hand over 75% of unused coronavirus vaccine to a UN agency for people who need it. Demand has eased for shots. President Biden wants 70% of the country fully vaccinated by the 4th of July. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it won't be easy.
Ultimately, this is going to be up to individuals to get shots in their arms. We can take every creative step we possibly can take. We also understand we don't have 100% control here, but we're going to do everything we can from the federal government to reach that goal.
Jonathan Carlisle in Ohio waited. He saw the state's $1 million vaccination lottery and got a shot and won $1 million.
When y'all announced the Vax-a-Million, as soon as I heard that, I was like, yes, I need to go do this now.
The Justice Department is investigating Postmaster General Louis DeJoy over political fundraising activity at his former business. DeJoy put in place policy changes that delayed mail before the 2020 election when there was a crush of mail-in ballots. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz sought a reaffirmation of U.S. security commitments to his country following last month's war with Hamas militants in Gaza. He spoke to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
The administration's commitment to Israel's security is ironclad.
He won 5 college basketball championships. Duke's Mike Krzyzewski says next season will be his last season. The man called Coach K talked about his love of family and love of his players.
A great picture for me would be to get all my guys, my former players, in one place where I could just, okay. That's good.
An earthquake at an active deep-sea volcano off Hawaii shook the Big Island, but didn't appear to have any impact on nearby volcanoes. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 23 points. This is AP News. Organizers of a Memorial Day ceremony in Hudson, Ohio, turned off a speaker's microphone. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Bernard Kempter began talking about how freed black slaves had honored fallen soldiers soon after the Civil War.
Memorial Day was first commemorated by an organized group of black freed slaves less than a month after the Confederacy surrendered.
At one point, Kempter's mic was cut off.
Most importantly, whether Charleston's Decoration Day was the first, is attended by Charleston's black community. Mike. We'll continue on. This is why you moved in closer, so you can hear this.
Organizers of the ceremony say that part of the speech was not relevant to the program's theme of honoring the city's veterans. The Ohio American Legion says it is investigating. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.